It sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just a conspiracy that this was purposeful. There's something called the Frankfurt School. They came out of Germany. They had to leave Germany because they were basically communists, about communists, and Hitler did not like communists. Hitler was a very bad man, but he didn't like the communists. In fact, he ended up fighting Russia, right? Mm-hmm. He liked National Socialism, right? So he wanted them gone. Well, anyway, a number of them fled to the United States, but their stated goal, and it was not hidden at all, their stated goal was to take over the universities. They've done a very good job of doing it to fill our universities, and in particular, our education departments at our universities with Marxist and Freudian ideals. And that's why you see the dawn of sexual education and purposefully teaching children to sexualize them far before they're ready for it. Mm-hmm. As if anyone, by the way, this is so creepy, huh? Anyone except for a mom and dad, or maybe a pastor, should be telling these kids about these very intimate things, mm-hmm. right? But they purposely wanted to sexualize our children, and then also to make it very very clear that the goal of life is career, right? Is money. Mm-hmm. Not that career and money aren't important aspects of life. He does not provide for his own family is worse than an unbeliever. However, education is, as we've been discussing this entire time, meant to form the entire man, and should be specifically Christian and specifically moral. This was a conspiracy. They have accomplished it. And if you're talking about, that's just a snapshot of history, of what actually happened. If you're talking about the takeover of our universities, of all this woke stuff and diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the hypersexualization of education and gender theory and so forth and so on, right? All of these things were planned long before, not just by the devil, but in the minds of people who wanted to bring it down to the lowest levels. Just as you said, starts with the philosophers, goes to the universities, comes to the 12-year-old. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing today, too. It surprised me. It shouldn't have surprised me. But I listened to NPR because Fas Esta Posto Doceri. It's good to be taught by the enemy. Hmm. And I'm listening to a rerun of this show with what's-her-face. I forget her name, that's fine, but she does the interviews on NPR. And she is interviewing in the 1980s a transgender activist. 1980s. Yeah. Might have been 1990s, but I'm pretty sure it was 1980s. Either way, you're talking 30 years before it was actually accepted, mm-hmm. right? Because transgenderism has been accepted for how many months? I mean, we could literally...
Yeah. We just watched that transition take place.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, what, the last 36 months, mm-hmm. last 48 months, something like that, right? We can count it in months. But NPR was on top of that 30 or 40 years ago, mm. right? And aired it, too. So things take a while to seep down, but don't... There's a lot of talk about conspiracy theory. And yeah, some things are conspiracy theories. I'm pretty sure the Earth is a globe, right? But not to offend any flat earthers out there, but I'm pretty sure it's a globe. But some things are conspiracy theories. However, some things are just conspiracies.
Which basically means there's a group of individuals who have some sense of power and control, and they make a plan to implement something, and they're overt about it, and they strategize as if you're playing chess, right? That's what a conspiracy
Correct.
Is.
Correct. Yeah.
So,
and the goal is to secularize America, get rid of Christianity, get rid of any of its moral structure, and they will do so in any way they can. And once you can step into the way they think, you realize that changing from a man to a woman and a woman to a man, that's wonderful for them. It's just total denier of the creator, mm-hmm. right? And then you say, yeah, but even natural law would tell you that a man has an XY chromosome, woman has XX chromosome. Even natural law would tell you that. And they say, what natural law? What are you talking about? Mm. Who do you think came up with the idea of natural law? Christians, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So C.S. Lewis can talk about his Tao all he wants. The only reason he has a Tao is because people were conditioned to believe in a Tao. We're conditioned to believe in the Ten Commandments. We're conditioned to believe in a moral code. Well, we are going to create a new moral code, and there's no reason we can't do it because we are our own creators, right? This is simply the way they think, and they think the way you think is totally oppressive.
And the way that you're going to have progress is to, you can't just convince a couple people. You have to get everybody on board with this, and you have to squash and you have to kill and crucify Christianity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must die. It's widely recognized amongst the liberal progressive movements that want to destroy Christianity that the non-traditional Christian groups are not much of a threat because they've already secularized enough, right? They've already brought in the rock music. They've already, you know, accepted, if they're more liberal churches, they've accepted homosexual marriage, things like that. The degree to which they've accepted like the culture, right, in one way or another, is the degree to which the progressives are not too worried about them because mm-hmm. they figure, oh, we've got our tentacles in there. Mm-hmm. It's people like us who have traditional worship, who still actually not only believe but act like it's normal to have, you know, I don't know, children, mm-hmm. and to have devotion around the table and to sing hymns written in the 16th century and do it with gusto, right? Mm-hmm. We're the real threat, and they know it, and they'll say it out loud, mm-hmm. right? Which is a beautiful thing, because this is what Jesus says. Blessed are you when you are persecuted, mm-hmm. when men say all sorts of evil things about you falsely for my name's sake. Blessed are you, right? Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.